Starting in the 1930s, Duke Ellington occasionally pulled musicians out of his big band to spotlight them on various small group sessions. Most of those are readily available on CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews an Ellington small group date from the 1950s that just came out, and about time, too, he says.
Johnny Mercer's Midnight Sun, as recorded by a 9-piece band drawn from the Ellington Orchestra. The album The Cosmic Scene, billed to Duke Ellington's Spacemen, was recorded in 1958 when Sputnik and Vanguard were all the news. The Spacemen were Duke's trombone and rhythm sections, including himself on piano, backing three of his top soloists: clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez, and flugelhorn player Clark Terry. Terry became so successful after his 8 years with Duke, you can forget what a great Ellingtonian he made with that plump and juicy sound. Clark Terry's corkscrew lines are steeped in bebop, the new music of the 1940s that made most swing band leaders sound old hat. Some of them scrambled to keep up, but Ellington trusted his muse. That said, he liked to stay a little au courant, folding contemporary Latin beats into his music to accommodate dancers, say. In the 50s, when he was re-recording his old classics for LP, he gave some guest arrangers a shot and plenty of latitude. Clark Terry and Jimmy Hamilton devised bebop lines to drape over Duke's classic Perdido. The featured soloist on this version is Hamilton, one of the more underappreciated Ellington greats. He does owe a bit to Benny Goodman, but Jimmy Hamilton is more heart to accompany that beautiful sound. The soloist Ellington valued most in 1958 was Paul Gonzalez. His feature here is Body and Soul, a ballad many tenor saxophonists stay away from since Coleman Hawkins stamped it for all time. Gonzalez puts his mark on it by turning it into an up-tempo rave-up like the marathon solo on Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue that stole the 1956 Newport Festival for his boss. The new CD of The Cosmic Scene is on Mosaic. Yes, the mail-order box set champs now do single discs, too, and it contains an alternate take of Body and Soul, almost as good as the master. The plan of the solo is very similar, right down to well-timed quotes from The Peanut Vendor and other tunes. Trombones don't solo on the album, but listen to them egg on Gonzalez from the Amen Corner. Duke Ellington's side projects, which favored other folks' tunes over his own, could be a fizzle, but not this time. The band also launches into St. Louis blues, Woody Herman's Early Autumn, a couple of Ellington blues, and another oldie given a boppish makeover, Al Jolson's Avalon. Reasons to be glad Ellington's spacemen are back in Earth orbit.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed The Cosmic Scene by Duke Ellington's Spacemen, a reissue on the Mosaic label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Therapy is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.